Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, we're going to talk all things futuristic, talking about holograms, broadcasting ourselves over Wi-Fi waves into theaters coming near you. And we're with the founder and the inventor and the CEO of Proto Holograms. Welcome, David Nussbaum.
Thanks for having me. And by the way, thanks for coming to me, because this is much better. You know, podcasts used to be in person, and now everybody's doing podcasts like over Zoom, or they're doing them remotely. Yeah. I love in-person communication. You could look at the person in their eyes. You're still having the feeling of engagement. Mm-hmm. And so I appreciate you coming here. And we're surrounded by holograms right now while you and I are sitting on the couch next to each other.
In a very cool studio. We're in Van Nuys, and this place is so hipster, high-tech, and cool. All black, except for striking, amazing hologram booths. So what made you get into holograms? And tell me about how you used to bring rock stars back from the dead.
Yeah, for sure. When I was a kid, growing up in New Jersey in the 80s, I knew I wanted to be a radio personality. I wanted to be a reporter or a red carpet interviewer. I always loved talking to people. Talk radio. My friends were out having fun. I was listening to talk radio as a kid. I liked when people would get really into a person's psyche, and like these long form interviews where a subject can be discussed in a long format where you could really dive in deep and really understand what a person is thinking. So connecting with people has always been a thing for me. I worked for CBS Radio in the 90s and early 2000s. I worked for the New York Yankees and CBS Broadcasting in New York and Los Angeles. And I loved radio. Mm. Love everything about broadcasting, how you can communicate your message, and the person on the other end of the radio would listen, and it becomes real to them. This is how the early days of communication started. Radio was before TV, which was before movies. And so as we've evolved, I've liked the idea of evolving with it. And I am grateful that I get to be a part of a team of people who get to evolve broadcasting to the next level. In 2012 to like 2018, with a group of other fine hologram professionals, we ran a hologram entertainment company. Hmm. That was mostly well known for bringing back the late legends to posthumously perform across sold out stages around the world. All over the world, people were sitting in seats watching Whitney Houston materialize on the stage, or Jackie Wilson, or Billie Holiday. And I mean, seeing the emotion from people in the audience, seeing these icons perform on stage, Jenny Rivera, like on stage in front of tens of thousands of people. The tears out of their eyes, like the awe in their faces. But for me, it was always about broadcasting and communication. So I put down the big giant hologram stages and I started Proto, which really essentially makes it so that we no longer really have to digitally resurrect the dead. We can connect the living. Yes. And use holograms and broadcasting to create that message.
Well, it's a great concept, this idea of being able to remote yourself in front of an audience. Yeah. And that's how I first came upon you guys. I was like, I really can't miss this meeting, and I really can't be there in person, and I wish I could project myself onto the stage and just give my talk. I was talking on the use of artificial intelligence and aesthetics for a very elite group of people, and I wanted to put myself on a hologram on stage to give the lecture remotely. So that's how I found you. So, actually, crazily enough, I looked that up on Instagram and I found you.
You found us on Instagram. That's what we do. So beaming people places into areas where they can't be for one reason or another.
Yeah.
I can beam you onto 10 stages, 100 stages at the exact same time.
Wow.
Without leaving your office.
Imagine.
Well, we're doing it. I did imagine, and now we're making it happen.
Yeah, so cool.
So,
well, this looks like so much technology and engineering and computer science has gone into this project.
Yes. Something I did in a previous life is all coming back to reward me in this life. I don't deserve all of this. I had a good idea, And I came up with a plan, and I've just somehow attracted the most, the smartest, most creative, just brains and interesting people and wonderful, passionate people that I get to work alongside. So it's not me, it's them. I just get to, I get to be in the position I'm in because they're doing most of the work. So yes, engineering is the number one thing. People think of it as a hologram box, but we're really a software company. We have put everything into what goes inside of the box. People say think outside the box. No, we think inside the box. Mm-hmm. And the people, like I'm looking at a hologram of Jimmy Kimmel. There's another hologram of Howie Mandel there. These, they look like they're in there because of the engineering that was required to create the effect that you see in front of you.
It's like a white telephone box situation. Like imagine a telephone booth and there's Jimmy Kimmel right in front of me in three dimensionality and moving around talking. It's kind of cool. Amazing. Yeah,
it's got a picture frame front bezel that it has all of the audience facing electronics. And I am inspired by a lot of people over the years, including like Steve Jobs, for example. I had the idea of like, you know, Steve Jobs and Apple have done so many things right. They created a very
clean
interface. And I liked the idea of a white, pleasant white museum quality showcase with an interior of a white kind of big, bright illumination. And we let the customer, whoever ends up using it, have this kind of a holographic canvas.
Yes.
And so that's what we've started. And it can be designed around. So you can build it into set pieces. You can link them together to create larger experiences. You can wrap them in graphics, you name it.
So do you envision this to be used widely in every convention center, every big meeting where people can't come in person? It's in the next level of Zoom. Talk to you, but wake you up because I really look like I'm in front of you.
It's there. We've done about 400 events over the last 12 months, which is why I've got these big purple bags under my eyes. We don't sleep.
I can fix that.
Thank you. I could actually use, I've been looking for a doctor to fix that. But we don't sleep. We are constantly working. We love trade shows and conventions because that's where we get a lot of our leads from.
Yeah.
When one of our devices is somewhere, it becomes a beacon of the, we have typically the longest lines of any trade show booth. And these aren't our booths. By the way, we will rent the booth out. We'll rent our technology out, and we'll be in, you know, a fashion booth, or we'll be in a, you know, you name the booth, we're in there and we're displaying their products. We're keeping engaging. We'll beam somebody in live. We're giving convention goers a reason to queue up in a line to become a hologram themselves. While they're in line, the booth operators are taking down their email addresses. I mean, they're basically building a lead list for themselves.
Yeah.
And we're keeping them engaged. So yes, we do a lot of them. And I think instead of talking to the individual end customers, I'd love to talk to the organizers of these events, these conventions and trade shows, which there are thousands of them globally, every single, all over the world, where they can offer, you know, they offer drape and pipe, and they offer chairs, and they offer lighting, and they offer internet. They should be able to offer our proto technology as a means of adding an increased awareness to their booth. It really drives traffic.
Oh, it's very mesmerizing. It's beautiful. This technology is incredible. I think in aesthetics, this would do very well because you could really showcase before and after results, turn people's bodies around, show the 3D effect of how we could liposculpt and shape and change people. It'd be so cool. We need to try this.
We did, Proto did, like 2 years ago, we did a television show, a European television show. I forget the name of it right now. It's called, oh goodness, I can't think of it right now. But it was just the pilot. The show didn't really go anywhere. But essentially, they used Proto as a means of showing before and after. Mm-hmm. So these amazing, strong people would show up on this reality show where they would see their future self.
Mm-hmm.
And it was everything from self-confidence, body shaping, and all forms of what they could look like if they stuck to a very specific type of plan. And they were looking into like a future mirror.
Mm-hmm.
And also because our technology beams people in live, they beamed in their loved ones. They beamed in consultants. They beamed in therapists. They beamed in physical fitness instructors.
Very cool.
So it was really cool. So I thought it was a good idea. The show didn't take off, but I'm definitely ready to do that again. Let's do that.
Oh my God, we should totally do that. Yeah. A reality show. Another version of the Queer Eye Makeover show.
Yes.
But with holograms.
Hey, I love it.
That would be so cool. Well, what do you think of artificial intelligence and AI? Is it going to take over your industry? Is it taking over my industry? What are your thoughts on it?
I think it is if it's used properly, I think it's a huge benefit to every industry. I can't think of an industry where it doesn't make sense to use some form of it. I would hope that it wouldn't replace a single person, but I think it would be like in addition to, like you can really supplement humans with this additional layer. We were using encyclopedias, we were using the internet. It doesn't replace people, but it gives the workers, it gives the industry like another level of intelligence. And so if you can hone it properly, I think it's terrific. For Proto, it works really well because we've got our own Proto holographic AI avatars that you could walk into, a department store or a mall or a museum, and a holographic greeter that has the entire knowledge of the entire internet, but personalized to those very specific categories. So I could walk into a museum and then there's a holographic docent that has been designed by designers we've created jobs there. So it's not like we're replacing anybody, but we're actually creating different types of jobs. And so now this docent can talk through every single sculpture that ever existed, who did it, where they are now, what the values of these different, it's incredible. And so it's interactive, it's educational, it's entertaining, it's informational. And in our case, AI, when used properly, I think just enhances what we do here.
It really does. Why did you name the company Proto?
Well, Proto means first. Proto means original.
Mm.
I wanted to name the company the Trailblazers, but there's already a basketball team called that. So we are this never existed before. And we wanted everybody to know 100 years from now, 200 years from now, as the industry continues to evolve, we were here first. We wanted to put our stamp on the industry and really create it, because I know that people are going to be inspired by what we do, and the industry will take off from there. I would expect future technologies inspired by ours to really flourish. I can really see this growing into a multi-hundred-billion-dollar industry.
I could see that too. Yeah. Humans are so visual and we're tired of looking down at screens. So to be able to engage with the visual digital image that looks exactly like a human, it's crazy insane. I mean, this is what we're going to be dealing with. The next generation of children will have hologram teachers or like you said, docents in a museum or super kind, knowledgeable looking holograms will teach you.
We are in about 20 colleges and universities, medical schools and healthcare facilities right now. So teachers, professors, PhDs are training and engaging with students.
Mm-hmm.
Doctors are talking to patients. We're in some hospitals. We've worked with Make-A-Wish. We've worked with St. Jude's. We're in a couple of senior living facilities right now, where the greatest of us our grandparents are now able to have a higher quality of life because their family members from around the world can now beam in and they can see grandpa.
Yeah.
And even specialists who they couldn't physically have these levels of interactivity with now have that ability. So it's like telehealth, but now it's like hologram health.
That's so interesting. In the next phase of this, in the next 10 years, do you see big changes?
Yeah, I mean, maybe we remove the box. If the form factors will change. Perhaps Proto will be hardware agnostic and our software will run a fleet of different types of technologies. Certainly will be in the home, I'd say, in the next 2 years.
Wow.
And we are showing now in the enterprise and in the business sense what we are capable of doing. But once we get that price point down to a more customer approved number, then I can see this going from the conference room straight into the living room.
Totally.
And mm-hmm. it's hologram Zoom, like you said. It's hologram Masterclass. It's hologram Alexa. It's whatever your favorite applications are. We can now add dimension to it, mm-hmm. so it becomes more engaging, becomes more interactive, and students will learn, artists will be inspired, and it will really affect a lot of change.
Well, David, this is so cool. I can't wait to jump in a box right now. And where can people find you on Instagram and other handles?
At Proto Hologram and across everything. And accept no imitations.
That's right. Only the original Proto.
Yes.
That's it, you guys. I can't wait to show you how cool this technology is. I truly see it as going to be revolutionary in aesthetics. Patients will be able to look at their image before and after and three-dimensionality, consult with me face-to-face from another country. How cool would that be?
Can't wait to get started. Let's start. Let's go.
That's it for now, guys. Stay tuned for more fun, high-tech, AI, holograms, all the things. Stay beautiful.